Hello?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Well, how are your troops doing?
Well, I think we're doing fine, sir. Good economic news the next couple of days are reasonably good, which I think will boost spirits a bit.
You notice they should.
Damn right.
My God, interesting, the market went over 932 today. 932 it ended up. Did you notice?
I didn't see the figure on that.
That's higher than it was when we came in, so we've now reached the breakwater point.
Well, that's marvelous. 932 is a pretty important figure.
It was 9 when we, in November, when, on January 20th, it was 931.
Well, the $28.5 billion GMD increase on Friday is bound to give things a lift.
Some lift. It is not as big as we had projected, but it's much higher than Eckstein projected, and higher than any of even the optimists among the so-called experts projected.
That's exactly right.
See, they were all 27, so this is 28.5.
Well, Eckstein was 22.
Yeah.
I think was it Eckstein or
Otto Eckstein?
Right. I think he was 22.
He was 22, that's right.
So it's going to be right. Well, in the business indices today going up.
What did show you a second?
From 164.9 to 165.2, yeah. But it's an increase.
All the figures are up. It's moving, and the retail sales are up. The automobiles are up. Housing is up. But the main point is, even though it means nothing except the 27 million that own stocks, and that's not an inconsiderable number,
no.
But the fact this market moves, those guys in New York, those bastards do not buy unless they know what the hell's going on.
That's right, and they anticipate ahead. And
they're
also
predicting what's going to happen.
As I understand it, Mr. President, there's a lot of small investors coming in now, which is a
had to be
healthy sign.
Well, 19 million shares today.
So, but there's a lot of small lot trading, which means that you you're getting some public confidence back in, which I think is a damn healthy thing. And if we can keep that up, plus casualties coming down as they are, as you know.
What is the situation with regard to I was talking to Bob Dole today, and he said that Case and Brooke were mumbling around about a cutoff and a resolution and all that, and that he's trying to keep them in line. The main thing really is that we just got to keep our own. I mean, I notice, for example, Cook has got some resolution floating around about prisoners, which is wouldn't be too bad, but except that it's wrong to do. They just ought to keep their goddamn mouth shut for 2 or 3 months.
Well, they should, but we're not going to be able to control
it. I know that.
And
I know that.
As much as we'll try to keep it downplayed, the doves are going to.
Well, they're petrified because they know we're going to end it. You see.
That's right.
And they want a part in it.
Well, they want to take credit for it if it comes out right, but they want to be positioned so they can be critical if it doesn't.
That's right.
I'm afraid, I talked to Kissinger and Haig today, I'm afraid we're going to need to
have an alternative.
Well, no, develop just a good defense. I'm not talking about having any alternatives substantively, but just...
Well, we may have a couple of things to break, who knows.
Well, if we can just...
This China thing must really disturb the dove, so...
You've sure turned...
Those bastards, you really must have a problem with this, huh?
You've sure turned our new man, Mr. Scali, on.
Oh, yeah.
My God, he just thinks this is the greatest thing.
Of course, let me say, that doesn't help us with folks. I think what we've got to realize, well, that helps us with intellectuals. We pulled all this, you know, and people are against communist China, period. They're against communists, period. So this doesn't help us with folks at all. It's just with these intellectual bastards. And
well, it may help us with some of the opinion makers that they see.
Sure.
Border policy unit probably will help with the kids.
You think so?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Well, I think it's kind of an initiative that young people will...
May help a little there, I agree. I see your point.
It doesn't help with middle America. I'm expecting all kinds of...
Yeah, they don't understand it. They say, what the hell are you doing? They're killing our boys and you're trading with these people. See?
Exactly right.
And if I were a demagogue, I'd go after that. But I doubt if they will.
You remember the Canadian wheat deal 4 or 5 years ago? The absolute hell that broke loose all through the country on that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it will break loose on this.
No. No, because...
Of course, the main point about this is that... This is also worrying the Russians. It's worrying Hanoi. So
oh, sure.
It's an enormously important move. We had to make it for other reasons, but let's have no illusions it's going to help us with the country.
It really doesn't. I didn't see it tonight, but I understand Howard K. Smith had an excellent commentary leading in with your foreign affairs article.
Pointing out that it was not just an accident.
That's right. That it had been a long planned, long thought through process and consistent with your long term views. As I said, I didn't see it, but I heard it was excellent. But, I think that.
Of course, this will confuse them and this will keep them a little lumpy. What they're really worried about, Chuck, is that they're afraid that on this war thing, I now really see what it is. They really are afraid we're gonna pull it off, and
sure.
They have got to be in a position of criticizing or saying, well, we wanted to do it sooner or something, because otherwise the issue's so clear. They got us into the war, and we got us out.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Exactly the issue. Now they're trying hard to stir it up. They'll do their best during this demonstration period to.
Good. I hope they all endorse the demonstration.
Oh, they have. Oh, right down the line.
Is it Humphrey endorsed it?
Absolutely. Well, I shouldn't say that too quickly.
Stubbs,
Muskie.
Teddy?
I don't know, sir. I did look at the list, and I don't remember Teddy's name on
there. Let's be sure that you get after both Teddy and.
Bring you some matches, please.
Let's be sure both Teddy and Humphrey are put on the spot. Get
right.
Have telephone calls made to their office. Get them on the record. Say, now look, Senator Humphrey has Muskie has spoken out. Senator McGovern, what's the matter with you? You know? Now get somebody to go. Now let's get that done tomorrow, right?
Yes, sir. We have some pretty good tricks in our bag that we've been working on this week on the demonstrations. You know, the hard hats are going to be here at the same time.
I hope they realize how important this is. Do they?
You know, we kind of thought we'd pass some leaflets around when they're here about to join the demonstration and end the war and have some long-haired kids.
No. Well, the other thing you can do is to attack the hard hats.
That's,
Yeah. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Why not have something that throws off on them? I mean, the hard hats are not, with an ugly picture and pamphlets, the hard hats are not America, and then we are, you know, or something like that. You see a little of that?
That's the other twist.
You see?
Go to that. That's a good one. That's excellent. I was thinking of trying to get them to join the demonstration. If they come down and watch that guerrilla theater that this group is putting out next week, they'll go in and clean them up.
Where is the guerrilla theater going to be in
Lafayette Park? They're going to have it one day, I think. I just went through that this afternoon. We're kind of gearing our people up for a few activities of our own.
Now, at the present time, Chuck, try to see. I don't know. I don't know. It's McGregor and is Ballou still with us?
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, McGregor and Ballou and the rest, they've got to see that our own people don't get off going, you know. Brooke shouldn't be in this. He should stay out of it for a couple of months, you know. He'll have plenty of time to squeal when he wants to. But, you know, he's moving at the wrong time. And he's moving against the tide now, because the tide is running, he's running our way. We got a lot of things going. Don't you agree?
Yes, sir. I definitely do.
And if only that, is there anything you can do to get some of them to, I don't know.
I have a meeting early in the week, Mr. President, with some of the more liberal Republicans to talk to them about helping us against McCloskey, and I can raise the same issue with them.
Yeah.
Clark can do that. Clark's pretty good with it.
But be very aggressive with it. Very aggressive to say, look, we've got a plan, it's working, it's going to win, and you're going to look awful bad if you're opposing it. See?
Yes, sir.
That's the line we should take.
Well, I think that we can keep a lot of these fellows in line. Saxby, for example, he's been speaking out pretty well.
As you also know, our last poll shows 55, so we're doing pretty well there.
We're going to, we'll get that out as soon as we find out.
Tom gave you the point of it, you know. Well,
yes, sir.
We're not going to have ORC print that, but put that out, because it's only one point above what we had before, but it's still significant, because it does show that we have for us to be at 55 after all these damn attacks,
right?
Or say 50 to 55, which is what we're in, is pretty damn effective, don't you think so?
Well, it sure is.
And I think we've got to get this to these damn senators. I don't know that they don't, see, they hear the radical mail, and they weigh their mail. How can we get this to them? Can they, or can you? I don't know.
Well, they get a feel for it, Mr. President. I think when they come back, a lot of them, particularly from the Midwest and the Far West, are going to have a little different view. I think that that after they've been out talking to people, because I...
Well, we don't know, but we don't know what they're hearing, though, you see, because they may have not have caught it as we have, you see. We're getting a real feel.
Well, we're going to mail the poll, at least the part of the poll that relates to your approval of your handling of the war, which has dramatically shifted.
Yeah.
We're going to get that up to all the senators and congressmen, so they'll have it in their offices when they come in on Monday.
And get to the senators tomorrow, because, you see, they're there now.
You
can't.
We can't break the release date.
That's right.
But we'll have it to them during the weekend. We'll get it.
Right. Good.
But
just tell them there's a hell of a lot more going on than they realize, and don't get out there and get the limb sawed off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's the matter with these people. Now, Brooke, for example, maybe you could talk to him and say, now, Ed, for God's sakes, why don't you give us a month?
Mm-hmm.
Tell him 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? He might listen to that.
If I could tell him that, and he thought that we...
Tell him 30 days, and that... Then we'll tell him,
all right?
I won't ask him for any more than that, but say, now, if you give us 30 days, maybe we've got something to tell you about, but there's some things going on that we can't tell you about. And it isn't no secret. There's nothing yet, but we just got to hear from a few people, see,
mm-hmm.
on everything. Everything is breaking now. They're hearing the thing. Who the hell thought this was going to break?
That's right.
We knew, right?
That's right. Well, I think if I asked Ed Brooke to give us 30 days, he would do it. I don't think there's any doubt.
You ask him. Tell him May 15th.
May 15th.
And then May 15th, I want him to, you tell him, he can come in and have an appointment with me May 15th.
Yeah.
And I'll tell him what the hell the score is.
Excellent.
And then, but I think between that and then, if he could just say, look, the president is sincerely trying to end this war, he's doing it, and we're not going to flyspeck him,
mm-hmm.
we're not going to pull the rug out from under him,
mm-hmm.
but he should say that. Now, he made a speech today, I don't know what it was, but just say, now, Ed, I just want you to know, the president's all he asks. Yes, and you give him that date, May 15th. You have an appointment with the president that day, and he'll tell you. At that time, you can go out and he can scream like a dove. I don't care.
Because you know one thing that'll do, Mr. President, in the case of someone like Ed Brooke, whose colleagues respect him, a lot of them do, if he starts getting quiet and says, I can't tell you why, but I'm quiet, that's a very infectious thing. Other people say, well, Jesus, he must know something we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It does have that effect.
Good.
Well, I'll do that with Ed in the morning. I've known him long enough that I think if I said that to him, it would...
Now, don't promise anything.
No.
Don't say there's anything secret that's going to go on. Don't say anything. Just say, Ed,
right?
They've just finished the Soviet Party Congress. You notice what happened in China. We can't promise a thing. We're not going to try to mislead you. But take 30 days. The president wants you to take 30 days with no promises, no commitments, nothing. Nothing may happen. And you come in and talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, he'll tell you what the cold facts are, and you can do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you say that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and tell him he can't tell Fulbright, he can't tell Case, he can't tell anybody else.
Good.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Thank you.
Bye.